Okay, Rabbi Sai. So, welcome to a new Perek. Now, of course, a new old Perek. The reason why it's a new old Perek is because this is a hamshacha of the gripping sugis that we had towards the end of Besul Nisis, which goes to the heart of Chazaka and Amonis and Raiv and the interplay between all the five or six Gidre of Suffolk resolution that Chazal Baruch Katsham have created. And let's list the rattle off some that we've already had. Chazaka, Tainus, Tainus is Bar Bishema, Tainus says A, Tainus B is Migui, Vashtetzef is Adim, Adim is Adim, direct Adim, and Adim is Umdenois, and Adim is Anan Sadi. And Adam is under which circumstances Psulim on Neman, under which circumstances the Baledinim on Neman. And then we had Svek Sveka, and we had Rive. And this is, Rive has five subcategories on its own, one of them which we will be discussing today. So this is the Vimazakt, Lev Libam, Shal Hayeshivois, Hasugis, Hayeshivois, Vosis. We're going to do another one today because the beginning of the Perek Ishanis Armala follows the sugis in the end of Besul Nisis. And on Tazayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara discussing the Mishnah introduces Pesha Asar. And at the bottom of the Amud is an important kasha that the Rishonim Rage raise, which needs to be discussed. And that is, let's see the Shikl Gemara here on page 11. Gemara Sakasha, after discussing the side of Pesha Asar, which I guess I should have included obviously in my list, that's either Nichlal and Migui or it's not. All this you now have a window into. The Gemara says, after the principle of Shar Shachat Lefanecha and Ein Shar Shachat Lefanecha, the Gemara asks the following kasha. It came to Rav Nashim Besulis Nisais, bottom of Madala, four lines. Kilei also Eidim Mayhava. The Gemara is taking off the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Emiash Eidim. So the Gemara says, why do we need Eidim here? We have a Rav, and the Rav should be Peshit to Suffolk. Rashi says, Kimish Rav Nashim Kushihi. Rashi wants to make sure you don't think that it's a benichusa statement. So Rashi tells you it's a kasha. After all, we have a rave. A rave is a beer in the Torah, as we discussed on Daf Tezvav. So why do we need anything? Amravina, we should just be pushing the suffix that she's a psula, because rave nashim is psula nisus. State the Gemara Azai. Amravina. Mishum de ikal meima rive nashim besulis nisois umiyat almanis. And every rive by definition is a miyat. Every rive is a miyat. Bechala nisis besul yeshlekel. But here says the Gemara that the knechir. The knechir is that there's a reisa in the rive. Why? Because on the other side there's something called a koil. And Rashi says vaharba yoidim shiyatsa binuma. Numa is the simen of besula hod. Is there such a word? Mizu, this young woman, Hail Ve'ela Kyle, you know, I'll use a word which has tremendous tfisa in today's yeshiva world. It's called hak. Hak. Wacharam like the hak. You light like the hak. So here, the Gemara telling you about hak. There's a Kyle. Oh, we got the wedding of, the wedding that, Rabbi X threw for his daughter. Oh, really? Oh, there was a wedding this week. Yeah, this population sizes were much smaller. So therefore, things have a kail. People know about things. They knew that this young woman was Nisus. She was a psula. But all of a sudden, a woman shows up in the middle of an unpleasant controversy, whether she is a psula or not, whether she's entitled to a ksuba mesayim. And we look in the wedding records and we don't find it. And there's no kail that she was Nisus. So even though we normally the halacha is right, Nashim Besul Nisus, here, Hayal Vein La Kail, Isle Aruba. And then the Gemara says, as the kasha on this, the Gemara says, you call this Bzula Yeshla Koil, Kios Edomehaba, and Chsad Shakranu. The Gemara says, it's a startling statement. The Gemara says that if it's a coal, then it becomes Polhanisis Bzula Yeshla Koil, and now there's not missing a coil. So now, why should the Edom be taken into concern? Chsad Shakranu. She'll say, what do you mean? Edus is the strongest nemonis possible in the Torah. Why should a Edus be nemon connected a coil? Why shouldn't Edus be nemon connected a coil? Teretz is, it's not connected a coil. It's not Edom connected a coil. It's Edom connected Anan Sadi and a coil. The Gemara is telling you a Chiddush here. The Gemara is telling you a Chiddush that's Anan Sadi, that the principle in Kol Torah Kula is Kolonisis. And colonists is everybody has a coil. Colonists is Basula has a coil. It's absolutely impregnable. It's 100% that Basula has a coil. So then it's a non-sadi. You have a non-sadi versus Adim. Non-sadi should win. And the Ramna says, no, it's a rave. And this is a rave with the Isra because there's a coil connected to the rave. Adkan Sugi Sikamar. This Shtikl Gemara here raises numerous questions. I'm going to focus on one, which is brought in the Rishonim and Tosis in the bottom of the Amud. Tosis is just a small Tosis, it's one line. And Tosis says, what does it mean that we're trying to introduce a Shiloh of Roiv here? We know this halacha, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if Hoilchem b'mam nacha Roiv or not. Rav holds, Hoilchem b'mam Roiv, and Shmuel holds, ain't nacha nacha Roiv. And the halacha is in a dispute over din. The halacha is Kishmul Medina. So why should there not, why should the Gemara say that we go Basar right? So Taisus says, Nachinami, L'Rav Parach. The Gantz Sugis of Gemara goes according to Rav. The problem with this is that if that's the case, why did the Gemara say so? Gemara should have said, Hanicha l'Rav, Avol Shmuel make a memer. And it seems to be buried below the surface here when Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, who are as close to Tanaim as you can get, is usually not buried. So the Rishonim have other Mahalakim to answer this kasha. There's a Mahalakh in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Nice Bays. There's Mahalakh in the Rishonim, including the Tosfos Shans. And then there is finally a Mahalakh in the Balamar, which we're going to concentrate on mostly. The Taisis Yishanim brought here on page 54 has a red ice, and he says, and then we'll see it inside. Maris Kasha is Shver, even like Shmuel. Even like Shmuel says, Ain Halcham Racharayv. Here we would. Why? Because since Rav Nashim Basulus Nisus, now that fact makes her taina, makes the taina's bari in, of the Baal, turns it into a shema. Because remember, every suffix determinator in the Torah has to have a taina with it. You have to start with a taina. If you don't have a taina, then Bezdin doesn't have that much reason to be nachas to your taina. So either the taina, as we learned in the end of on the Bezanon, is a bari, or it's a shema. A bari, a shema, on its own, without any other birurim, a bari is machlekes with a bari in shema, a bari other fanat. Machlekes in Tanaim, in the Gemara, in the end of the Perek. So here is the taina. The taina's bari of the Balachi was a ba'ula has a reisa, because raiv nashim misulis nisis. And this is now a bari v'shema. And in addition to that, there is another card that the Isha has to pull out, and that is a Cheskes HaGuf, because every Isha is born a Psula, which means she has a Cheskes HaGuf that she was a Psula. Says the Taisi Dishanim, Shmuel holds up from Gamliel, the Bari of Shaman Cheskes HaGuf is strong enough that we might see Mamain, as I state in the Mishnah and David Beis and the Sugya attached. So this is at a Taisi Dishanim. explains it based on two nekudas. Nekuda number one, that it takes the tainus bari, the bowel, down. And number two, the isha has a cheskel leguf, and the tzira for the two work l'tebasin. Taisi Yashanim here on page 54. After that filu shmol havelon lemezel basa the basa ruba le'asu le'ach cheskes mamay. Given the cheskes haguf misayel eroif. Uparach shapra filu ibe shmol. Kai amayder min le'al kibin derayim nashim tzulos. This is havelay bari the day ki shema. This takes down the bowels bari into Shema territory. Ubi bari v'shema pasak shmul karam gamliel. Shalom aleichem shlema. In case of bari v'shema, Shmuel holds like Ram Gamliel. Shmuel was the first Amira, and he had the right to paskin like one of the Tanayim and the Dairis preceding him, and that was Rabbi Gamliel. He holds like Rabbi Gamliel that a cheskas of guf, and this is the machlekes earlier in Daf Yudbeis, holds for the isha's side. And therefore, that turns it into a roiv gomer. Not just call him roiv nashim sulness, it turns it into a roiv gomer because she has all sorts of additional weapons. She has, on one hand, she has a roiv, and she has a cheskas of guf, which is Mara, the bari of the bowel, and turns it into a shema. Maybe he's not right. Against a coil. She's missing a coil here. A bari and a cheska the guf overcomes, trumps the fact that he's missing the coil. Beautiful pshat from the Taisis, Rabbeinu Taisis Yishonim, and makes a lot of sense in the sugya. Taisis Shans has another approach. He says also, according to Shmuel, what's the problem, as I mentioned earlier, what's the problem that we need to have the Gemara go according to Shmuel? Because the Chayim explained, because otherwise the Gemara should have said, Gemara doesn't say Lame Katanai and Rav and Shmuel, but the Gemara says, Hani Chal Rav, of Shmuel, Maikel, and Mamre. Gemara is silent here. So Gemara must have held, according to these Rishayim, that the Sugya is Hailech Afilu Lishmuel, that normally says, Ein Hailchen B'mamanach Arayv. That's Shteladavak for those who just joined now. There's a principle in Kala Terakula that Rav is Machriya. However, Chazal said, there's a Machlekes, is Rav and Machriya in all sorts of things, even Dina Nefashis. But when it comes to cash, when it comes to geld, when it comes to money, Rav is not Machriya. You can't take somebody else's money away without Rav, with just a Rav. As I held Shmuel, Rav holds yes. So here we have a situation where the Gemara wants to take away or keep money. It's a sichsuch on cash on the belt of the ksuba with a raiv. I in alchemach a raiv. The Gemara said, no problem. It goes like Rav, holchem b'mamanach raiv. Why did the Gemara say that? Said the Taisis Shans, the kush of the Gemara is like Shmuel too. So therefore, there's no problem why the Gemara didn't say it. Because Shmuel holds, we don't go bus a raiv. But Shmuel holds, you know, don't go bus a rave only. It depends what kind of rave it is. If it's a rave garua, then we talk it, don't go bus a rave. But there are some cases, even a libid to Shmuel, we go bus a rave, and that's called a rave ma'alia. So all of a sudden now, we have two gradations in rave. We have a rave garua, a second class rave, and we have a rave ma'ula, rave ma'alia. A high class rive. Shmuel is made in such a case. You go bust the rive, even in a low class, even in case of rive. Zuck to Taisis Shants. Mukaiman Kishmuel. Hamaskanali with the Rav. The problem is we pass Kashmul, the filler of Shmuel Parak. The Kush is Rivam Shik Shemai Tamid in the Fashis, Mirzli and Basar Rav, the Ruben, the last come on. Right? Paskin's the most serious issues in the Torah. Even a Ruben that's less a come on, meaning a statistical evidence, not Teshachanayas. Elevated Tzerch Leimar, here's the Torah. Ruben, the Pligo by Rav Shmuel, Garua. The case is who he sold it to. I think where it says my rive Mikram sell a Raja and not Lashkita Laraja. And that for Lavaida, the whole Shaila Gemara and Babasra, why the guy sold it. Then we introduce a Shaila of Rav, what he sold it for. Afagaf to Parachasim, Rav Nashim Basulis, Nisil Larav. Shmuel Avonichem, Shin Desaikdach, the Rav Nashim Basulis, Yashla Kolom, and Gererla, Vidamil, Hid, the Pliga Bay. Shadra Nesh, Yashla Kolom, and Gray, Yaser, Bidai, Vidamil, Klau, Venea, Phil Larav, Nichla Rav, Ashnich, Bashmais, and the Parach. Etc. Rabbi Sai, the Tosfos Shans, Rabbi Seinu, Baliat Tosfos have now stelled a vector as something which is a Rav Ma'alia and something which is a Rav Garua. The Gemara in Babasra, where is the core of the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, is a Rav Garua. Yes, it's true. Most people sell for X, but some people sell for Y. He did a statistical analysis, and this is how it works out. There's more this way than that way, but that's not a Rav Ma'alya. It's not a real Rav. So that's, therefore, Rav holds you, go Basis to Rav, and Shmuel holds you, don't. But here, Shmuel would be Nichat, you go Basar Rav. Mishani, let's see it again. The Rav in this year, Shakal Migarea, Yaisa Midai. Even Rav holds. Here wouldn't be. So we're talking here whether this is a Rav Garua or not. The last Mahalach and the Rishonim. The fourth, I believe, today. Taisus, Taisus Shanim, Taisus Shans, and the Balamar. The Kasha is Ain Halkamarach Rav. Taisus says, good, goes like Rav. Said the Balamar, no, can't be. Must call it Shmuel too. Why is Shmuel Maida here? Because Isha has two things, two cards to play. She has a Cheska the Guf, as we said earlier, that all women are born Basulais. So if we're going to decide whether she was a Bula or not, we decide she's a Basula. Cheska the Guf decides that. And there's also a Raif. What does the Baal have? The Baal is mugzik and the money. What are we arguing about right here, Rabbi? You said we're arguing about cash, $200. Whatever the equivalent in a modern exub would be, $200,000. The Baal's a mugzik. He's the one who has the cash. So a chazaka de gufa and a raiv trumps a mugzik, trumps a cheskas mamin, says the Balamar. This is exactly tracks the machlekes we had earlier of the Tanaim, there Gamliel holds that Bari in Cheskas Aguf is Moitzi Mamai. It's Moitzi Mamai. There also, because the woman has two cards to play, she has two kaychais, a Bari in Cheskas Aguf, and the Ish has one only Cheskas Mamai. I'll stop right here because I don't should ask me a kasha. Ma bain this teretz between the Tosfos Yeshana teretz. Good question. They track alike a bit, but they differ in several important details. Before we get to that, come back to that. We have time at the end. Let me tell you that there's a huge Masamatan and the Rishonim and the Achronim on this side of the Balabar. Because, first of all, Bar Pluktei, Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Ramban, in Sefer from Muhammad Hashem, takes the Balabar to task, and he's Chalik in the Balabar. And he says, the Muhammad's on the bottom, it's not going to be the fi yicholteinu to learn the Muhammad's inside, so we'll have to write it to you. But we should see the Balamar inside. The Balamar usually writes much shorter than the Muhammad's. State of the Mara Gogol. Kim and the Rav Nashim Basulais Nisais. Iliasa Adam Mayhab. Pirish. Shlaim Larav Kamakshi. That's the sugya. Yeshlema filu shmul kolaymar. When the hemna afagaf dein halchem amach arrives, shemdachik etarti. Rubav Chazaka de Gufa, Vachachada. Chazaka de Memoin. Mir de have a tiny Mishra Stani Nasti. The Nemelam is from high time with the Hachatarti Vachachada. As we said, two versus one. The Isha has two cards to play. The Baal has only one card to play. When he says, I don't agree. Why? Because in the case of the Gemara Rabbi Gamliel earlier at Dafyud Beis. Somebody married Isha that was never married, and the chashash only is whether she was Mizana while she was a Rusa. So there we have something called the Cheskas Kashrus. B'nai Yisrael Cheskas Kashrus Emedes, and why should we assume that she was Mizana? But in our sugya, the Baal Tainas, that she was already married, and therefore there's no Cheskas Aguf. How could you have a Cheskas Aguf, and when the Baal's tiny that she was already married? How could you have a cheskas kashrus? The Malamar, the Muhammad is conflating cheskas kashrus with the cheskas of gufir. Because no woman can have a chazak saying she never got married before. And therefore, he goes with the Taisus Teretz on this kasha with the Terutzim. And that Taisus on our Omid answers that this whole sugi is like Gemara goes, they'll leave it to Rav. The Achrayim are not eager to take this Mahalach of Rabbeinu or Ramban. Lamashal, and I'll try to give you the insights into four Ha'aris that Rabbi Seinu or Achrayim have, starting a little bit like a Sidra. They have an Azal in the Chassidus Perek Tes Zayin says, I don't understand the Ramban. Why shouldn't we say the Isha has a Chazak Zaguf? Why? Because at the time she got married, she was a psula. She wasn't nibula. That's how it works. Not b'derech esur, do b'derech heter. Why should it be that she lost somehow, according to Ramban, her kazaka? It's a long shtickle, two long pages, which then we'll have to look at. Inside, I'm going to excerpt here just a few lines. Picking it up here on page 57 on the right side in the middle of the column. Bedirei Ramban Tzrichim Biur. Further down, right smack in the middle. Bedirei Ramban, first word on the line, Tzrichim Biur. B'taima. D'beish lo'im eichashen on the yodim z'man nesu'in shapar le'shay chazaka. That's v'shteich. We don't know if she was ever married. We can understand that the Ramban's taina is that she has no chazaka. Well, in this is Elo Achashon this is Mikvar and Salmona. Maybe she was married to somebody else, and she became an Almona, and she married him. We don't have a suffix lefanenu. Was she a besula on Gimel Tavis or not? Fashteich. Avol bepshutai after Yehidim's man in the sun, misafkinan ba'isis man imhaisa besula. Avol bepshutai. Even if you know this man of the suin and you're misapik, if it was a psula, nami name came, which say the same thing. It ain't lo cheskas aguf. Betain al manam in the suin, a mile in him, a chazaka dais a psula. This is the Avinazel's kasha on the Ramban, that his taina l'chari doesn't make sense. On the second column, the left column, it goes to Frankfurt, the Kasha and the Balamar, and the Ramban that he asked, but a little bit different Mahalach, which I ask you to take a look at. Rabbeinu Pnei Yeshua, writing under Taisvis, answers Taisvis Kasha like the Balamar, and he explains that the Tzira for the Raiv and Mechesk is a Gulf is Maitzi Ma'amayim, because there's two Kaychas, as we said, a Raiv and a Chazaka. And both of them, when you combine the two, are a lima lahaitzim mamim. It works. The Pnei Yeshua is, on page 59. And this we know because if Tainus Baris might see Mam Mordechai's Guf, Koshkin Arrive, which is a very strong beer, should be able to be mighty man in combination with Cheskel's Guf. I mean, Rabbi said this: these sugis allocate power of assets. What do you bring to the table in a taina? You bring two things to the table. You're bringing a bari, and you're bringing if a bari works with a Cheskel's Guf. So Kolshken a Kavuchaimer that arrive and the Cheskel's Guf works. The arrive is a very powerful beer. How do we know that? A Reiv is Payel, even connected to Chazak Yisura. Chazak Yisura means this is a Chazak, that this thing is Aser. Nevertheless, a Reiv helps against it. Even though a Bari doesn't help against Chazak Yisura. So we see a Reiv and a Cheska Zukuf is a very powerful combination. Here's the Pnei Yeshua on top of page 59. Barman Dane Kushli Tuva. Miach Richel of Farish Kane. Kaisers. The Pshitis Matilly man would leave the Kulam Parach. The Gemara is asking along to coin to everybody. Philomander Malchamach arrived. The Klaal Golub Dino Mitz Kulam arrived. Kamak Menech Dikach Cheskos Guv Badi arrived. Vadi Mahani. The combination of a Cheskos Guv and arrived is a very powerful combination. The Bari of Hashem and Nami Matin Resh Perk Apar. The Klaal Golub Dino Mitz Kulam arrived. Philomach Dikach Cheskos Guv Badi Bari Hashem Matin Mami. Within Leroy, the other from Bar Hashem. Within Yisur, Leimani Bar Hashem, Echdis Chazak Yisura. Beautiful. Ruba Vadim Hanifel, Echdis Chazak Yisura. Kamal Ruba Chzak, Ruba Adif. Noid, Leni Mam Ruba Lechod, Leimahani, Mekomach, Mechdis Chazak Vada, Vadim Mahani. Kalshkin Bar Hashem. Beautiful. Very powerful words of the Yeshua, and he says, I'm Rab Niskashtashi Bazaar. I had a tremendous problem all my years. And he goes on to talk about the Machlekes in Balamar and Rabbah. So Yeshua says, I don't know what the whole issue here is. It's two against one. It's a Raiv and a Cheskos Guf. That's a very powerful combination. Raiv is stronger than Bar Hashem. What's the Raya? When it comes to Yisurah, Bar Hashem doesn't help. A Bari does not help where it's a Chazak Yisurah. That's a fair Shukumar beginning of Yisur Rabbah. Chazak Yisurah Desh Adish. A Bari that he's dead doesn't help. And a Rav helps. So you see, Rav helps even connected Chazak Yisurah. So Koshkein, that a Rav and a Chazak Sekhzaglov should work against a Cheskos Mom. Basically, the time of the Balamar. The Chum Sefer also brings the Balamar. And he says a different Mahalach than Pnei Yeshua. He says the Cheskos Guf of the Isha is worse, is Megarei and Cheskos Man of the Ish. To put up the two, stack up the two Chazakas against each other, Cheskos Guf is stronger than a Cheskos Mamon. Once that happens, once the Cheskos Mamon of the Baal is weakened, the Rav comes in and wins the game. I'm using this language of Baisai because that's how it seems, at least superficially, that we're stacking up Birei Sveikus, then we analyze their strength. So here too, we weaken in the battlefield of the Tainus, we weaken the Cheskos Mamon of the Baal, and then the Rav comes in and is Mighty Mamon. Let's see the lesson of the Cipher, and he says, when the Balmar says the Rav Chazaka is similar to Bar Hashem Chazaka, the reason he's saying that is because Bar Hashem is like a race in the Cheskos Mamon. Why is there a race? Because the guy is the Shema. So he just doesn't know. I'm not sure what happened. Once he's the Shema, it becomes a race and he's mechuyev to pay up. Right, very shortly. Yeshua analyzes the whole sugya in a few lines. Some cipher says it in two lines. As I state, let's conclude here with a shikun for Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, Yedarka B'Kodesh, also writing shortly, writes Lamaisa, even when it's not exactly brought now a sugya on daf to Zion, but Rabbi Chanan writing at the beginning of the Nairis says the following: "Be good truth from Tzarech Lahavim. The Ba'i Ulmach Tazaka Baruba Aliba de Shmuel. Why is the Chazaka stronger than Raiv according to Shmuel? Shalayim Lefeshit is Balamai Resh Perkbez the Ruba Chazaki Yach and Mahani Gam Shmuel. Even Shmuel holds that Eina Chamamacha, right? That's only when it's a Raiv on its own. But a Raiv with Chazaka together helps, even according to Shmuel." Said, well, Chanan Taisis obviously doesn't hold this. Taisis said, Sugi de Gemara is only going according to Rav. After the Taisin comes to Rav, part of Lake Pirish of Balamar, the Gamma Shmuel Parach. After the Svile, the Hassam Lek and Chazaka, maybe he holds like the Ramban's Kasha. The reason why Taisis doesn't go with Balamar is because Taisis agrees to Ramban, which says there's no Chazaka there, which is Shver of Art. Avodaylan is Yafsha Kishasam and Kabua. Taisis and Chanan goes to ask, and so on, goes and ask the Kasha from Kabua, which is a separate issue. Rabbi Say, Adkam b'las chazak. The Gemara, after going through the important issues of Hapesh Asar / Migli and what Shor Shokot Fanecha means, the Gemara asks the Kasha, which should go Basarayf. The Gemara has two constructs, either Kol Nashim Shenisais Yesh Lakoil or Raiv Nashim Yesh Lakoil. Fractais the Kasha, what Raiv here? Ein Elchemach HaRaiv. Now they state Gepaskin to leave it to Shmuel in various places in Shas, including in Reish Perik Meicher, talking about whether a share was sold for X or for Y. Look at the Raiv. Rav says yes. Yeah. Shmuel says no. We pass by Shmuel Bedina. Says Taisis, you're right. Sugis Gomara, leave it to Rav. Said he reshined him, but the Gemara should have said this. Says the Taisis Yishanim. Nachinayim the Kasha the Gemara is the Libra Kula, even according to Shmuel. Since Reim Nashim Nashim Besulis Nisus, that is Megareya, the Tainas, Bari, the Baal, it becomes a Shema. And now we have a Bari Veshema. And in addition to that, the Baal is only a Shema. Because it's arriving on the other side. And now we take out the third card. Isha is a Cheskas HaGuf, second card for Isha. She says she was a psula. How do you know that works? We know that because there's a similar template where Gamliel holds a barishem and chazak is a kuf that's strong enough to be mighty moment. Halach number one in the Taisi Shans. Halach number two in the Taisi Shans that the Gemara is a libid to Shmuel, and therefore didn't have to say Hanich l'Rav, my libid to Shmuel, no problem, goes like Shmuel too. And the reason is there's two types of rave. There's a rave garua and a rave ma'alia. Gemara Babasra, where Shmuel says we don't follow Rav is a Rav Garua. In this case, it's a Rav Ma'alia. Shmuel will be might that you go bus a Rav. The last teretz, the fourth teretz, is a Machlikst Balmar and Ramban. The Balmar says that the Kushi Gemara Taka is Libid Shmuel. And he says the reason is because the Isha has two Tainas, a Cheskas, a Guf, plus a Rav. And on the other side is only one card, and that's the Cheskas Ma'amain. The Isha has two cards. The Baal has only one. He's a mukzik on the cash. And therefore, it is similar to Rabbi Gamliel. The Barim Cheskas Guf is Maitzi Mamayin. Because that's also analysis of the lining up of the Kaychis. Ask the Ramban. I don't understand this, Balamar. There's no Cheskas Guf here. Because somebody who was Nichnas, somebody who was Kainas to Isha that was never married, then you can say she's a Cheskas Kashris. That's her Cheskas Guf. But here, the Baal is telling that she was married before. And therefore, she's married before. By definition, she can't have a cheskas aguf because there's no such thing as a chazaka that I'm not married. Mm-hmm. Ask the Rebbe Nosso, well, why not? Maybe she has a cheskas aguf to b'shas nesun. She's a basula. And she wasn't able to klal. Not b'der chis or la b'der cheter. Zak t'pnei Yeshua, en achinami, Taisis holds like the Baal, the Kashan Taisis like the Balamar. And he says, Mimazak Freer, that Tira for the Raiv, Chazak is Maitzi Mamin, because it's two Kaychas. And he goes through the, let's count the Tainas, the cards, as I call them, see who trumps and the Isha trumps, because she has two versus one. Bachanan brings a Raya, From the Gemara later, Taisis holds the Ikri side of the Balamar, the right Mukhtak is Mighty Mam Yafin Lishmuel. Why didn't Taisis say that the Sugya? Because Taisis holds that there's no Cheskes Guf, because he holds of Taisis of the Ramban discussion. Ad Khan Rabbi Sai, a beautiful insight into one of the more Shmakakashas here, which leads us into the analysis of how we are Mevare, Ruba, Raven, Svekas, and Shas. Emir Tashem, next week. We're going to go on to another sugya. I think it's going to be a little bit of a lighter sugya. The sugya in the beginning of the top of Zion, which talks about Midvar Sheker Tircha, Kalamova Chasuda. See, everybody have a good week and a meaningful limit of Daf Shavua. Yashakayak to my friends, as always, our Rabbanu Matzadikim, Dr. Lerach, and Rav Jeff, and Rav Shlomo. Everybody have a good day. Thank you.